Since the French mentors come o'er to brave us on the English shore, the thundering cannons make them pay and rue that e'er they saw the day. In smoke and fire their fortunes drowned, and heaven their plots does quite confound. In vain the tyrants seek to fight our English courage that dares fight. Lords of the ocean we will be, in spite of Louis's cruelty. The plague that so long vexed the world shall by our thunder down be hurled. Ambition in the briny wave by English valor has its grave. In vain our foes do fight in vain when heaven our cause it does maintain. Bold Monsieur shall truckle under British and the Belgic thunder. The bloody fight now makes them rue that ever near our coast they drew. The plots they thought to meet with there discovered ere their coming were, and instead of landing now to plunder us and bring us low, sword and flames the dastards find and think devouring seas too kind to save them from the louder fire that strives to pay them their due hire. For battered by our cannons they seek to shift and run away, and down the mainmast goes with speed a broadside next the fates decreed. To sink the glory of their fleet whilst here the flaming vessels meet the daring Frenchmen and o'erthrow the pride of our insulting foe. The seas and fire they do contend, which first of all shall be their end. Blue Neptune in his watery waves prepares them everlasting graves. Blood the ocean's face does dye, whilst bullets like to hail do fly, and they for quarters cry in vain, 'tis now too late for to complain. No mercy to a cruel foe, the English or the Dutch will show. But what the bullets will afford in compliments when bored and bored. The true religion is the stake which tyrant Rome now void would make. Our lives for its protection are accounted never, never dear. Then God protect our noble king, and all his foes to ruin bring. And as we now our foes overcome, so let us triumph over Rome.